now over. I just started recording a second time, Rock. I'm going to turn it over to you, and then I'll be back with some training in about 2 minutes. Off to you, Rocco. Rocco Di Benedetto.
Tom, you know, another great business presentation, and you can see more and more people are starting to send people here. It's a wonderful presentation. It's a wonderful way for many to start their day off. And some people just have the need to get into presentation early in the morning or get their guests onto a presentation early in the morning. And this is the call to do it on. I look forward to being on these calls because they really juice me up to go ahead and continue to work throughout the afternoon when people are really out there and getting busy. You know, Tom mentioned that the bonus streams that come in from Bitify, what you call them, juicy? They're juicy bonus streams. Folks, this is really life-changing income. I was talking to the CCO last night, and he did a call, and he gave a little speech on that call. And he mentioned basically that people asked, how much time should they dedicate to working their Bitify business? And that choice is up to you. But if you make Bitify a part of your life, at this particular juncture of Bitify's growth period, and you make it a part of your life and you engage with it, whether it takes a year or 2 years, there'll be no looking back. The juicy bonuses that Tom's talking about are absolutely insane. And when it starts with each and every one of your downline affiliates as you begin building your business, and each and every one of them get paid on a daily basis, and you start to realize all these different bonus streams that come in, it truly is life-changing. And it just starts with becoming a Bitify expert, and Tom is going to get you in the right mindset. Tom, you did a brilliant call yesterday morning, and I look forward to listening in on you right now, buddy. Back to you.
Yeah, appreciate you, Rocco. You know, mindset really is so important in life. It's interesting that you use that word, you know, and you said something that I fear not everybody will become a Bitify expert, but I will say the good news is that you don't have to be an expert. You know, that's why we have a community. Because, you know, I look to Rocco to get questions answered. Many times someone asks me a question and I don't know the answer, and I look to Rocco. And Rocco, in most cases, has the answer. But sometimes he doesn't. He's not perfect. He's a human just like all of us. And sometimes Rocco has to do the research. And that's why, you know, one hand washes the other. We help each other. You know, the Bible says that iron sharpens iron. So all of us take the journey together. We lock arms on the team of Get Bitified, of Bitify Global, and we take the journey together. And that's really what it's all about is, you know, I think it was Monday, we talked about how you become who you hang around. So if you want to be successful in Bitify, hang around with people who also want to be successful in Bitify. Hang around with people who are documented. You know, Rocco Di Benedetto, 10,000 people in his organization and growing. I'd say he's documented. I'd say that, you know, you could stand to learn something from this guy, one of the hardest working guys I know. And the interesting thing is, you know, he wasn't a Bitify expert when he started out. He just took massive, wild action. There's so much to be said for that. You know, each one of us is really a dynamo. We've got such amazing power on the inside of us. All of us, everyone on this line is called to greatness. All of us, doesn't matter what your background is, doesn't matter what your upbringing was, doesn't matter where in the world you are. You know, you're God's creation, and you are called to greatness. And I think that what holds a lot of us back is not fear of failure. Sometimes I think that the thing that holds us back is fear of the greatness that we're called to be. Fear of the greatness that God has deposited in us. Why do I say that? Well, with great potential comes great responsibility, right? When you're called to greatness, that means that you better step up and be all you can be. And many of us are afraid of taking that journey. You know, so many of us let fear shut us down before we get started. And the thing that I've learned is to embrace change. We've all got to embrace change in our lives. You know, if you look at every single thing God created on planet Earth, nothing ever stays static. Nothing. Think about it. Doesn't matter what the thing is. There's seasons for everything, and we're all meant to grow. And when we refuse to grow is when we start to die. I said that yesterday. When we refuse to take the steps forward, we never stay still. We go backwards if we're not going forward. And so we all have to learn to embrace the change. Don't be afraid of the greatness that God's deposited in you. Step into that identity. Step into your calling. If you desire to be wealthy so you can help charity, go off and do it. You know, the funny thing that I've discovered in this industry, and with myself, this, you know, it's taken me years to break some of the patterns of my own life. You know, we talk about mentoring and empowering people, and that's what this industry is all about. You know, we're not in the business of selling people things. We're in the business of helping people. You know, I only want to be talking to people that are interested in what I've got. I'm never trying to beat someone over the head trying to convince them that they need something. Why would I ever waste my energy doing that? You know, so I'm only talking to people. I put myself out there in such a way that I have people asking me about my business. You know, and how do I do it? I do it by building relationships with people. I never get to the business right away when I talk to people. I just want to know the person. You know, they call it social networking, not sales networking. Social networking is all about meeting people on a social level. So I'm always asking people about their families, about their kids, what are their dreams, what do they want. One of my favorite questions I ask all over the place, what do you want to be when you grow up? It's a great opener, and people start to talk about their dreams. And that's where I get excited. I love it when people are talking about their dreams. And I always try to find a way to help somebody, even if it's just a little advice. You know, I don't know everything. Good Lord. You know, I'm far from a genius. And I'm a work in progress just like anyone else. But one thing that I have attained in my life is I'm set free from the J-O-B. I make money in my socks. I get to travel, meet people, see exotic places, and have a lot of amazing experiences. In most of the world, that's what they want. You know, you talk to your average person, they'll say, I don't want to get rich. I don't care if I'm just crazy, crazy, crazy wealthy. I just want to be free. I just want to be able to have some money in the bank and cover all my bills and not be stressed out. Maybe take a vacation or two a year. And to that end, we've got to sow into other people. I want to encourage you right now that you've got to be the change that you want to see in your downline. That's a play on words. Gandhi said, be the change that you want to see in the world. Stop expecting other people to do stuff. Quit that. So many of us, when we recruit somebody into a business, we get excited because we just can't wait to make money off their efforts. And then when they proceed not to do anything, or when they proceed to try and fail, we get despondent because they're not making us money. Oh, my goodness. How ungrateful are we? We have got to be the change that we want to see in others. And how do we do that? We do it by doing for those other people. Now, I don't work with anyone that wastes my time. But when I have somebody who's motivated, not just in language, because everybody says they're motivated. Everybody has high hopes when they get into business. But I work with the doers. I work with the people that follow up their warm, fuzzy words with action. And when I have someone that's motivated, I will be your strongest advocate. I will be your best friend. I will help you and help you and help you. I will give and give and give. As long as you don't waste my time, I'm your best advocate. Because I only want to work with people that want to help themselves. You know, I did a blog post, and I said, you know, the blog post on GetBitified said, are you one of those people that's always in the process of getting started. And I don't know why we do it, but sometimes we adopt a story, and the story becomes our excuse. And it's like a program that's running in our head, and it's just like the thing that we say, oh, yeah, I just got identified, you know, I'm still in the process of learning it all. And a week goes by, and a month goes by, and 3.5 months later, you're saying the same story, and you've not exposed the business opportunity to anyone. Now, the great news for us is, you know, we've got a really unique opportunity because we have an opportunity that we can make daily cash rewards in. And that is a rare thing indeed. It's a glorious thing. You know, so if you have purchased sample bids, you can be making daily cash rewards while you're learning this thing. So maybe for some of us, that takes away some of our motivation. I personally have set some really lofty goals for myself, financial goals and personal goals. And, you know, have you ever heard the saying, shoot for the moon, because even if you miss, you'll land among the stars? I like to set my sights high, and I can have faith and believe for really big things. And so I'm shooting for some really big financial goals. So I'm highly motivated to go out there and promote this business. That's what this call is all about. We're doing a presentation 5 days a week because we want to grow our business. We're doing training because we want to sow into people. We want to develop leaders who in turn develop leaders. So if you're getting fed by this call, I'm grateful for that. You know, I know on Monday I think I beat people up a little bit. I think I was a little too blunt. Hopefully I inspired you. If you want to see change happening in your downline, be the change. Call your people. Sow into them. Get them to put their lists together. Get a commitment from them to do something every day, even if it's 15 minutes. And when you get a list from somebody gives you a list of their brother-in-law, their insurance guy, the person that they do an activity with, whatever the thing is, even if it's just five names. You call those people with your marketing partner on the line, and you do all the talking. And what do? You ask a million-dollar question. It's a one-minute conversation. And then you send off the link. Getting back to what I said Monday, all you have to do is put 2,000 people in front of an effective presentation, and you are done. Now, if that sounds lofty, you can get it done in a matter of months. You million-dollar question your way to success. So be the change that you want to see in your downline. You'll never change your dreams if you're expecting somebody else to do something. I'm going to give you an example of what I mean by that. How many times, you know, I'm sure that everyone on this line has been in one or two opportunities in the past, at least, that they've failed to make work. And we can blame, 1,000 people. We can blame 1,000 different circumstances. But in the end, it really does come back to us. You know, I said yesterday, winning is a habit. Unfortunately, so is losing. So if you've been in an opportunity in the past, maybe you've gone to your friends and family and you've exposed them to one or two or three or four or five or ten businesses, and then you've been program hopping. You're a serial networker for whatever reason. There's a lot of reasons, but we won't get into all those reasons. And so now your friends and family see you coming. You know, they're like, here's this person. He's just on to something else. We've got to stop expecting others to do the thing that we should be doing. And I'll give you the perfect example, how it ties into that last little bit. Imagine that you're in a car, and your car dies at an intersection, and you're all alone, and your car won't start. And you're sitting there, you're turning the ignition key, and the light turns green, and your car won't start. And just imagine that, say we're in New York, it's rush hour in New York. You got people everywhere, horns beeping, people are getting angry. And you're sitting there thinking to yourself, holy cow, I wish somebody would help push my car so I can get my car out of this intersection so I can get all these angry people off my back. How many people know that you can sit there all you want and wish? Nobody is going to come and push you. People are going to shake their fists at you. People are going to swear at you. People are going to be irate and beat their horn. But nobody's going to come and push. But isn't it interesting when you open the car door and get out, your car's not started, you threw it in neutral, and here you are trying to push. All by yourself, you're trying to push that car, and you're trying to steer at the same time. When you do that, you start a revolution. You become the dynamo that you're called to be. Because people say, oh, here's that sorry SOB stuck in the intersection trying to push the car all by himself. He looks like he's busting his behind. Let me go help him. Let me align myself with his cause. And all of a sudden, you get five people will jump out of their car, or someone on the street, on the sidewalk, will run over, and they're helping you push now because they are aligning themselves with your mission, aligning themselves with your cause. But if you didn't get out and push yourself, if you sat in that car and just said, man, I wish somebody would help me, you're done. You're going nowhere. And the only thing you're going to get is negativity from people. But the minute you start being a part of the solution, you get out there and you start pushing and people say, oh, there's the problem, and that person is part of the solution. I'm a solutions person, too. Let me help them. So if you want your downline to get moving, you better get moving. And you better be the example for them because they're only going to do what they see you do. Too many times it happens in this industry, somebody recruits someone into a business and leaves them for dead. And then dysfunction creates more dysfunction. You only know how to do this business by what the person did that recruited you. So let me encourage you guys. Reach out to your people. Build relationships. This whole thing is about caring about people. It's about loving people. It's about helping people. Really. If I want to be successful, I better help a lot of people. That's what this call is for. This call is to help you. I want to see you go all the way. I want to see you turn the ship around. I want to see you finally break through. I want to see you living the life of your dreams. Because I know if that happens for you, it's going to continue to happen for me. That's God's economy. Success is all about helping people. It is not about cooking the books and ripping people off and hard closing people and selling people something they don't need. It has nothing to do with that stuff. The byproduct of helping people is the money. But the mission is mentoring people and caring for people and helping people. So I encourage you to call your downline today. Start to get into daily relationship with the people that are on your team. Have them put their lists together, and then you set the example. Make yourself uncomfortable. If you're nervous about doing it, do it anyway. You'll be glad that you did. Stop living in fear. All of us know what fear stands for, right? Fear is false evidence appearing real. The funny thing about fear is that once you start doing things and you push that past your own fears, you'll see that the things that you feared really weren't all so big to begin with. Stop thinking. Start doing. Get out and start pushing your car. If you want to cross the finish line, push your car all the way. I promise you, people will start helping you when they see that you are serious. The people that are the naysayers in your life right now, they're naysayers because you're suspect to them. They've seen you program hop. They've seen you fail. All of us need to start practicing winning. And how do we do that? We bust our cookies every day. We work harder than the next guy. We get out, we start pushing that car. And then the naysayers, when they see that you are truly serious and that you're not going to take no for an answer, that with or without them, you're going places, then they start to feel like, holy cow, I might be missing out. The role relationship changes when people know that you're serious. The role relationship changes when people know that you're going places regardless of their help. And how do you do that? You become the change that you want to see in your organization. You start being the person that you wish the people that you brought in would be. And when they see the change in you, they're either going to step up or they're going to step off. And if they step off, that's a blessing because you didn't waste your time with them. I hope that this has inspired you guys. Go out and be great. Be the change that you want to see. You know, reach out to the people in your downline. Love on people, man. Just love on people. Help people. Be available for people. Be emotionally invested in their success. There's so much more fruit in this thing than finances. The relationships last forever. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing what we do helping people. So we'll be back, forgive me, tomorrow there will not be a call because I have to leave the hotel. This hotel is booked for some convention and I couldn't extend my stay. So I'm going to be checking out tomorrow. There will not be a call tomorrow, Thursday. There will be a call on Friday. Don't forget, we've got a new training tab. The past two calls that we did are up there, and today's call will go up as well. And I'll see you guys Friday at 11 Eastern. Until then, here's where I'm going to sign off. God bless everyone.
Hey, Tom. Amazing. I'm ready to go. Tom, I hope you're going to be checking out and getting in the vehicle driving down this way because it's going to get real loud down on this tiny little island soon. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be back tonight at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. Tom will have his links archived on getbitify.com, and you can find the 9:30 p.m. link on Bitify Global. It's a beautiful day out there. Have fun with it. This is Rocco. On behalf of Shea Adams, Tom Selle, we are signing off.
The moderator has left the conference. The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID, followed by the pound key. Thank you. Guest ID accepted.